I'm Boogie of the Golden State Warriors. Now back to the drive with Steve Jackson on KSRO.
In olden days, a glimpse of stocking was looked on as something shocking. Now heaven knows anything goes.
Good authors too, who once knew better words, now only use four-letter words, writing prose. Anything goes. The world has gone mad today, and good's bad today.
And day's night today, and black's white today.
And most guys today, that woman prize today,
are just silly gigolos.
And though I'm not a great romancer,
I know you're bound to answer
when we propose. Anything goes, go,
go.
Oh yeah, you gotta love the Gaga and the Tony. Tony Bennett just two nights ago at the LBC, 92 years old.
92.
Still getting it done.
Wow.
Wow. Just unbelievable. It is theater day again. Harry Duke is back with us. Ellie Lichtenstein from Cinnabar. Clark Sterling is the director of this show called Love, Linda. No, it's not Linda Loveless. No, it's Maureen McVeary playing Mrs. Cole Porter. It's the story and songs of Cole Porter, as I keep saying. In my not-so-humble opinion, the two greatest songwriters of the 20th century were Cole Porter and Paul Simon.
I'll go for that.
Ellie?
Yeah.
This is a cool show to do. Where did it start? I mean,
it started in New York. The gal who wrote it with her then fiancé, I guess, now husband, as the musical arranger and pianist. She, up until very, very recently, was the only person who had performed it off Broadway. And then, so this is the West Coast premiere. And she just revived it for a couple of months, just closed a couple of weeks ago.
And
so, yeah.
Where's Maureen McVeary? She's in San Francisco.
She's in San Francisco, yeah. She's.
What's her story?
Oh, it's a long one.
Well, Maureen is I would say, Bay Area's, one of the Bay Area's most gifted singing actresses. And I first met her 24 years ago when we were playing opposite each other in a Gershwin musical.
Wow.
Another great American composer.
Yeah, you forgot George and Ira.
Yeah.
Come on already.
That's okay. Well, Maureen and I performed together in a Gershwin musical called OK. And now 24 years later, in slightly different roles, she's on stage and I'm directing her on stage, get to collaborate because of Cole Porter.
Yeah.
I'm such a fan of Cole Porter and those songs.
How could you not?
I'll ask one more and turn it to Harry because I know he's got his questions. But
I got nothing.
Well, I'm glad you came back today then. What's the musician situation? Is it a band? Is it a piano player?
It's a three-piece combo.
Yeah.
So it's, of course, piano because Porter was a pianist.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then we also have bass and drums. And she was, Linda Porter was quite an avid entertainer herself. And so she built in her Paris flat a bandstand. So we've suggested that with our set at Cinnabar. And have a bandstand in her apartment, like on a terrace of her Paris apartment, with a three-piece combo.
Cool. Name the players, if you would.
Well,
Cesar.
Yes, of course we can. Cesar Cancino, who is our music director as well, is on the piano. He does have a substitute this weekend, a local, Chris Alexander, and then Cesar will be back for the rest of the run. And they are accompanied by Stephen Hoffman on bass and John Shebelin on drums.
All right. Harry.
So it's a bit of a tradition for Cinnabar to do a year-end production cabaret musical
style. That's right. For decades and decades. I hate to tell you how many.
Last year it was Sinatra. The year before that it was Sophie Tucker. Yep. How did you choose this particular show for this year?
I was looking for a Cole Porter musical, but not a big full-blown musical because the cabaret setting requires a small, intimate piece. So I was looking, and I found her online. found this puppy online. Just kind of lucky because no one has done it out here.
The miracle of the internet.
The miracle of the internet. That's exactly right.
And how did you choose Clark to direct this piece?
Well, our new-ish executive director, Diane Dragone, has known both Clark and Maureen for at least as long as they've known each other. And she suggested, I think she suggested both of you. Now I can't remember.
Either at the same time or about, because we both knew. In fact, as soon as she approached me about it, Maureen was my first choice.
Yeah, I guess that's what it was kind of like, yes. And then we all met, and Maureen sang for Cesar and myself because we didn't know her. And I had seen her in the city on stage, but that's not quite the same thing because we don't usually enhance microphone-wise. But we cheated this time.
I think what's great is that the cheating will not be noticed. No, it's really done so beautifully that the amplification is just a tiny enhancement so you can hear some of the softer things she says or sings,
that's
but
really
it doesn't sound like an amplified show.
And you can't see it either.
It opens tomorrow, runs through January 13th. That's
and
almost
a New Year's
month.
Eve. Yeah, it is a
that's
month.
That's a long run.
It's a long run for us, it is.
And Friday, Saturday, and Sunday only.
Oh, Monday
with
the
31st. Being your New Year's Eve show.
New Year's Eve, ringing the new year with Mrs. Linda Lee Porter.
So let's talk about Mrs. Linda Lee Porter for a second here.
Okay.
People who know of Cole Porter may be a little surprised that he had a wife.
Well, he did, but he was basically gay or bisexual, let's put it that way.
Oh, he was gay.
Well, he was gay.
Surprised, but also a different era that I think many men that happened to in the, and having
Rock
sort
Hudson
of two,
got married.
Sorry, two lives, but she was aware of it and
from the get-go.
Understanding from the get-go. Mm-hmm. There was a point where I think she felt in their Hollywood era that maybe it got a little, it got so overexposed or so public that she feared it could harm his career. And they had a brief parting of ways. And then, of course, they came back together again when after his tragic horseback accident. And she decided that she just really loved him so much, wanted to be the one to take care of him. And that brought them back together again.
And he loved her, too. It's just, it wasn't a sexual love. That's
So give us a sense of the show itself. What can an audience expect when they enter the Cinnabar Theater?
They will walk into a recreation of what we think of as something that might look like her Paris flat, her apartment in Paris. They had many homes, but her favorite was Paris. And so we've created it as far as she's telling the story, looking back to her favorite time in their life together, which was Paris in the 1920s. And she's telling their whole story, so she'll tell more about later times and the 30s and 40s and Kiss Me, Kate and all of that. But she's telling it from the place that was her happy place, which was Paris in the 1920s.
Yeah.
And how many songs can we expect?
Oh, how many? 22,
I should
I think,
have that
24?
Written down. And don't.
I think it's in the 20. I think it's 24. But that includes a couple of medleys. Not many.
Interestingly, I think what people will love that love Cole Porter is that they're not going to hear all the biggest hits yet again, even if they love the biggest hits. They'll hear the biggest hits in unusual arrangements.
Yes.
And then they'll hear about a third of the show, songs they may not know or have heard before. And, Cole Porter wrote so many hundreds and hundreds of songs.
Oh, yeah.
You can't really know them all. I suppose you could if you're a total Cole Porter purist.
Nerd.
Cole Porter nerd. Yeah. But I think our audience will enjoy hearing about a third of the songs in our show are not the big familiar ones.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah. And again, it opens tomorrow, runs through January 13th at the Cinnabar. Talk about New Year's Eve. This sounds like a blast. New Year's Eve, the 9 p.m. seating, and if you should dress in glamorous garb from the period.
It's a party.
It's a party. What a swell party it is.
What a swell party.
What a swell and elegant party it is.
And how fun that it's New Year's Eve for us, 2018, because they met in 1918. They met 100 years ago.
Wow. Yeah. And you're going to have specially prepared Parisian desserts.
We are
and
going to have fancy schmancy desserts and
what
specialty
What is a Parisian dessert?
I'm not telling you, mainly because I don't know.
build some suspense.
You gotta come for yourself.
You gotta come. And
I don't think it's Twinkies.
It's probably not Twinkies. I know we're having some very fancy petit four made especially for us, or for Linda, I should say, and some other things.
Well, the show opens tomorrow night and runs through January 13th. Regular performances are Friday and Saturday at 8 p.m. with the Sunday matinee at 2 p.m. There is a special New Year's Eve performance and party on December 31st, of course, beginning at 9 p.m. If you would like to attend a performance of Love, Linda, and we're not including, unfortunately, the New Year's Eve performance in this opportunity, but we have a pair of tickets to the first caller at 707-636-1350. That will get you a pair of tickets to one of the regular performances of Love, Linda. You may select the date. Please give us your name, your email address, and your phone number, and a member of the Cinnabar box office staff will get in touch with you to arrange that pair of tickets.
Yeah. All right. I keep turning my mic off to blow my nose because I have a sinus condition.
You need a sneeze button on top of the cough button.
Yeah, I know. I always say that. We have a cough button, but we don't have a sneeze button, so I just have to sneeze live on the air.
Ellie, what's up next at Cinnabar after we get through Love, Linda?
After Love, Linda, we open a piece called Underneath the Lintel by Glenn Berger. It's a mystery comedy one-man show.
It's a terrific show.
Oh,
I've seen it with John Shillington, who's going to star in this version as well.
I would say it's, in my estimation, just like you did with the songwriters, but in my estimation, it was one of the top 10 plays written in the last decade, and nobody knows it.
Wow.
It's so good. It's such
And that starts when?
February 1.
Okay.
February 1.
Well, I love this, and I'm going to love Linda, and I will be there sometime in January.
Yeah, you are going to love Linda.
I'm such a Cole Porter fan.
Yeah.
And you all are going to love Maureen McVeary.
Oh, you're going to love
her. This is her Cinnabar debut, right?
It's her Cinnabar debut, and she did want to say a few things, but I don't think we have time.
No, unfortunately.
No. Well,
throw one out. What does she want to say? Quickly.
But she was a history major at Cal, and she said one of the great things about doing this show was her historical funny bone got tickled.
She learned a lot.
She learned a great deal.
I did too.
Oh, did you? Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Actually, we have more time than I thought.
Oh, how do you like that?
Well, okay. She went to Cal and I went to Stanford, and we both learned a lot. See? So the two great Bay Area schools,
right.
And we learned a lot doing our research. And we get along.
Yeah. Well, she did. She also wanted to say something, and I'm going to say it because I never toot my own horn, and I want to. So ha, ha, ha. She said she wanted us also to mention how great Cesar. We already know how great Clark is. She didn't say anything about Clark. Clark's been fabulous. Cesar has been to work with, and what a wonderful place Cinnabar is. Woohoo!
Yeah, woohoo.
Gotta say that.
Tomorrow night and through January 13th at the Cinnabar Theater, cinnabartheater.org.
Yep, for more information.
Right.
Yeah.
On
yep.
dates and times. And by the way, they have a terrific new parking lot. I don't think I've mentioned that in the past, but
really?
The parking lot is terrific.
We have a terrific new parking lot and reserved seating and specialty cocktails. Woof.
Mm-hmm. All right. Very
Can't
cool.
do better than that.
Love, Linda. Maureen McVeary playing Mrs. Pole. This is the
Pole
second
Quarter.
Time I said Pole yeah. Quarter. I'm having a tough day.
Well, I called him Chark, so I'm going to let you slide.
Clark Sterling, the director, the great L.A. Lichtenstein from Cinnabar. And again, check it out. Long run tomorrow through January 13th at Cinnabar. Thanks, guys.
Thank
oh,
you.
Thank you.
Great to meet you, Clark, and always a pleasure to see you, my
you
dear.
You know that.
And
returned.
Derry Took
Hook
will, Hook will be back with us next Thursday.
I shall indeed.
We'll we're doing next Thursday? I don't know.
We are doing next Thursday, right?
Yeah, we are. Okay.
David Templeton will be back to talk about polar bears.
Oh, that's right. Okay, cool. Well, happy holidays to all.
And yeah, happy belated happy Hanukkah.
That's right. It's already passed.
It's passed. Yeah,
that's right. And happy birthday. Thank you. You're welcome. Me. Saturday.
Happy. Really?
Upcoming?
Yeah.
This Saturday.
Nice.
Are you turning 100 too?
Yes, I am. 101.
I
made it past. My goal was to make it past 100. You know,
Harry.
Geez, what's going on? Did someone spike the
We were
coffee?
Talking in the green room about memory.
I think I'm having an acid flashback. Chris Smith wrote in the Press Democrat, briefly, check it out. It was in Sunday, a little blurb about the three radio birthdays Saturday. that we invited to join him and Bill Bowker from The Crush and Pat Kerrigan from KSRO and myself, all born on December 15th. And we're the three longest-running radio people in the county. And we all have the same birthday. It's crazy. We can't figure it out. But
congratulations.
One day before Beethoven.
That's right. And 3 days before Keith Richards. So well, there you go.
How do you like that?
And when you think of Beethoven, you often think of Keith Richards. I read in Rolling Stone, he said he quit drinking. Yeah, right. Okay. Thanks, kids.
Thank you. Our pleasure. Just want you to know Clark is fabulous to work with. I want
to make sure that even if Maureen didn't say that, right?
She said it to me privately. Okay. She just didn't give it to me on the crib sheet.
Coming up, political analyst in D.C., the Drive Hall of Famer Charles Ellison, and a whole lot more. Some brouhaha stuff. The Sonoma County Airport manager, John Stout, and Peter Rumble from the Santa Rosa Metro Chamber. Santa Rosa Schultz Airport expanding now to Dallas. And they're putting out more flights to LAX, which is always good. All right, we'll be back in the drive. Stay tuned.